We begin the current daven, Sechtes Brachas Daf Chav Beis. We begin on Amud Beis. We begin with Taisa Divrei Maaschal. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara that asks, B'nechsi, let's see, Ezra Heichen Tikin. How exactly did Ezra go ahead and institute it? Which Taisa is coming to qualify the Gemara's question. The Gemara brought a question on the Machlekes Amiram regarding what exactly did Ezra institute regarding a Balkari that's not well. So on that, the Gemara says, what's the machlekes? Let's see, what exactly did he institute? Go back and see what exactly he did. What's his whole machlekes? As if it's a conceptual idea. It's something that was a historical event. So Taisus asks us to take a second look. And what's bothering Taisus is, what do you mean? Why don't you ask this on so many halachas in Jewish law? So Taisus says, Baharbim Mekayim is in many places, Gabisharta Kanis, other institutions, which were also a historical event. Loi Parach Gemara Hachi. Why doesn't the Gemara ask the question there also? We should have this question many more times in regards to halacha. And that says Taisus, no, Ella rather Shani Hacha. Here it's different. The Dava Haragel B'chol Yemo. This is something that people are accustomed to every single day when they go ahead and they immerse themselves in a mikvah because of keri, which people have keri all the time, and they have to go ahead and immerse themselves because of the Kanas Ezra, Al-Kainan U'Zachurim, therefore we should recall, and therefore that was the Gemara's question to say, wait a second, this is something we do all the time, this is something we should know, and therefore we asked it, but things that are not so common that the Gemara doesn't ask regarding that we should just know this based on our history. Now we continue with the next Taisa, Divrei Maaschal. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, V'les Hilchos HaKavaseh. And the halacha does not follow him, which Taisa is coming to qualify 2 points. First of all, what exactly is the halacha l'maisa in regards to this halacha of Takanas Ezra? And second of all, if that's the case, what the halacha is as applies to the halacha of Tefillah, regarding prayer, regarding Shemayna Esrei. So the Gemara brought a machlekes Amiram, does a balkeri, a man who has a similar mission, who wants to teach Torah to others, or to fulfill others from their obligations in their bracha, what's the halacha? Is it enough that if he just has 9 kavanah of water poured over him? Or no, is that just sufficient when he wants to learn Torah himself? But for others, he actually has to go ahead and immerse himself in 40 sa. So the Gemara said that Rav Chama, he would immerse himself Erev Pesach in 40 sa because he was coming to fulfill others from their obligations with a bracha. On that, the Gemara says, however, the halacha does not follow like him. So on that, the Taisa is coming to explain what is the Gemara's intent when it says, as our Taisa Divrei Maaschal is, "Bales Hilchos HaKasei," that we say halacha is not like him. What does it mean regarding what we hold not like him? So two interpretations. Either it means to say, in regards to this, that he holds the Tvila B'chol Yoyim, and there are Gesorias who take out the word B'chol Yoyim, because the primary point here is regarding the Tvila Barbam Sa. What do we not hold like him? Even when you're coming to teach Torah to other people, it does not require immersing in the mikvah of 40 sa. Ella rather, what the Gemara means to say is, afil alacherim, even if you come and teach Torah to others, nami sagi, it's also sufficient regarding like as if a person is learning by himself, which was batisha kavan, with 9 kavan. I mean, the Gemara presumed that, yes, for yourself you need 9 kavan. The question was, however, regarding teaching others, and that we brought from Rechama that you see for others he went in 40 sa. And that's what we're saying, no, it's not like him regarding to 40 sa, rather it's just like learning for yourself, it's enough with 9 kavan. But inami, another interpretation Taisa brings, actually Hache Pirusha. This is what the Gemara is saying regarding what the halacha is when we're saying V'les Hilchos HaKavaseh, the halacha is not like him in the whole topic in general. Regarding that there's a requirement of purification, Ela K'Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseirah, rather going to the other extreme. It's not like him, not only that you don't need 40 saw, you don't need any purification, rather like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseirah, that he says, Divrei Torah im makablum tumah. Like Rashi brings this, that no, words of Torah do not are not susceptible to tumah, and actually a person does not have to purify himself at all, even with tes kavan, even to teach Torah to others, and that's what the Gemara means to say, that the halacha is we don't require the tefillah of Ezra anymore. Now, however, Taisa brings that, but yesh mafarshim, that those who want to say that that's dafka l'Torah, which is the topic of our sugya, specifically for Torah, do we say, like Yehudim Misera, that the words of Torah don't accept tumah, and it's a balkari could learn Torah. But for prayer, tzarach tefillah, that one does require to immerse themselves in the mikvah before they go ahead and daven. The leniency we only find is regarding Torah. But appears the re explains to Lishno that there's no difference. No, also for prayer, one does not have to immerse themselves in the mikvah. Now, says Taisus, based on the opinion of the re, V'atayvel be'erev Yom Kippurim, so even a balkari who's immersing himself in erev Yom Kippurim, which the custom is, everyone immersing themselves before Yom Kippurim, so even a balkari, ain lo levarach, no, he doesn't go ahead and make the blessing. And actually, if he makes a blessing of a bracha levatala, it's a bracha in vain because halachically we're saying that no, there's no requirement of a tevila, even for tefila, and therefore if one would make a bracha, that would be a bracha in vain because there is no such halach. Now we continue with the next taisa of the Ramaskal, which actually this taisa is really from the Gemara on the next daf, Chav Gimel Min Alef, but it's printed over here, and that the taisa says, Ella, rather the kuli alma chayz l'reish. Rather, the halach is that everyone agrees that you go back to the beginning, which taisa is coming to explain. When is it that we go back to the beginning? And when is it that you continue from where you interrupted? Which Gemara brought a machlekes Rav Chisda and Rav Nuna regarding somebody that had to urinate in the middle of Shemayna Esther. Now the question is, okay, now but he had davened up until this point. Now does he go, when he goes back, does he go back to the beginning of Shemayna Esther, or does he go back to where he had interrupted because he had to urinate? So on that, the Gemara says that their machlekes is not by someone who interrupted in the middle of Shemayna Esther the amount of time that he could have finished the whole thing, and that's their machlekes if does he go back to the beginning or to the place where he interrupted. That the Gemara says, no, that's not the case. Because if that's the case, then they should have differentiated between what type of a delay is it. If it's the amount of time that to finish, or you didn't delay that amount of time. From the fact that they didn't make that differentiation, they just had this machlekes regarding where do you go back to, sounds like that wasn't the point that they were contending. On that, Rav Ashi says, yes, because actually, according to everybody, it doesn't make a difference. Even if you delayed the amount of time that you could have finished the whole Shemayna Esrei, that's how long you delayed for urinating, then you would go back to the beginning. Here, so what are they disagreeing about? We're talking about that, no, they didn't delay the amount of time that you could have finished the whole Shemayna Esrei. And still they have this machlekes if you have to go back to the beginning or to Malkum Shapasik. Why? Because since this person, during this time of Shemayna Esrei, he wasn't rolled at Tefillah, because at the time that he urinated, he wasn't fit to daven, so therefore he would have to go back to the beginning. Or then no, since ultimately he didn't delay the amount of time that you could finish the whole thing, that was the other opinion that says you don't have to go back to the beginning. But Taisa makes a diuk. Taisa says that Bahu Adin, the truth is that according to what the Gemara wants to qualify the machlekes, we thought it was regarding one thing about how long the delay is. And then the Gemara says, no, from the fact that we didn't differentiate regarding how long is the delay, sounds like that it's not because of you waited the whole time or part of the time. That's not the factor that we're discussing over here. We're discussing if he's row for tefillah or not. And even if you didn't finish, even if you didn't delay that long, but you weren't row, you got to go back, you got to start over. You were row, okay, you could go back from where you stopped. So says Taisa, so based on that, if according to the new criterion, so Bahua didn't have a matzi. The truth is, we could have been la'ukmi, we could have explained, when the Gemara was redefining the machlekes, we could have said the exact opposite. We could have said the Kuli Alma that actually everyone holds in regards to the halacha of delaying, not regarding if you're a gavur chazi, if you're fit to have daven because you needed to urinate at the time. No, if it's regards to delaying the amount of time that you could have finished Olshem and Essay, we could have just as easily said that ain chayz l'reish. No, that actually you don't go back to the beginning. And this machlekes that they have, even in the case that the person delayed the amount of time he could have finished, if you go back to the beginning, that's a different criterion. That simply is, were you roll is foul or were you not? So even though generally, because of delays, we could really tell you actually, delays itself is not a problem. You don't have to go back to the beginning. But there would still be a mandama that says you have to go back to the beginning because you weren't fit to have daven. And the other one says no, since there's no problem about delay. And the fact that you couldn't at that time, fine, doesn't make a difference. So when you're not valid, you're not valid. But then you can go right back to where you stopped. Says Taisis, even the fact that the Gemara didn't qualify like that. They didn't say that everyone holds, you're not chayz l'reish, but machlekes is just regarding if you're a fit person or not. No, they said everyone holds that you are chayz l'reish when you made the delay, the amount of time of that you could have finished a whole Shemayna Esrei. Shema mina. So Taisis infers from that. Why did the Gemara pick it that way? The halacha, because that is the actual halacha in all cases in regards to all mitzvahs, the chayz l'reish, that you would go back to the beginning. If your delay was so long that you could have finished the whole thing you were in the middle of doing, and you made that long of an interruption, you would have to go back to the beginning. And that's something that everyone would agree to. And Bechelen Kaman says, Taisa, so too, it seems obvious from the Gemara later on, Chavdalim Abayz, Behed Ya'amr Bavo, explicitly Bavo says, that in such a case, when you were shah, Kedelik Meskula, that you chayz l'reish, you go back to the beginning. Fine, that seems to be the halacha. But says Taisa has to take a second look, and he says, V'tema, but it's a wonder, because the Masechta is Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Aleph Beis Amar B'Yechon, and he says the following halacha. He says, Shama Teisha Tekiyas, someone in Rosh Hashanah, hears 9 shofar blasts, betes shayz bayayim, in 9 hours in the day, meaning on the hour he hears another shofar blast. Yotz halacha is that he fulfills obligation. Alma Tekiyas Mitzdarfes, you see that obviously the 9 minimum shofar blasts that a person has to hear on Rosh Hashanah, that they combine, Avagav the Shokhid Elas Kulam, even though you delayed obviously the amount of time that you could have done all of them, because you're waiting 9 hours to do them, obviously that's a long enough delay that you could have done the obligatory blast, and yet still you see you fulfill your obligation even though you were shokhid elikmes kula. And it's not a problem. V'chem in Megillah, so too in Mesechta Megillah, in the second parak of Yitzchesan Beis Nami, we find, Damina, we say within the Gemara, that Amar Rav, he says, Ein halacha greb munah. The halacha is not a greb munah. What does Reb Munah say? Because the Amar, he says, Im Shah, if a person delays, then chayz l'reish, you got to go back to the beginning. the Kamar, because he says, he says, no, we should hold like Rav Bibi, which is, Rav Bibi says over there that according to Rav, the halacha is not like Rav Muna. Now, the assumption is that the halacha is like Rav, as the Gemara says, many places be Isurim regarding prohibitory law. And therefore, we see that according to Rav, which is not like Rav Muna, rather like the way Rav Bibi was saying, that the Rav holds not like Rav Muna, is that even if you're Shah, it's not a problem. But that seems to contradict our Gemara, as Taisa made the inference, and the Gemara later on of Chavdal Mabeis, they made it sound like that if you are Shah, it is a problem. You got to start it all over again. So is delaying the amount of time you can finish a problem, as our Gemara is a mashma, or it's not a problem, as other Gemara is a mashma? So the Samar Kutzi says that it's not a difficulty. Yesh L'chalak, there is a difference. What's the difference? The Shani Hacha, here in our cases, in our Gemara, is different, because the Ein Ro Likris, we're talking about a person that, yes, even regards to the halacha of a delay, in that concept, but we're talking about something that's not fit to say. So even if, let's say, it's not regarding the lumdus of the machlekes we're bringing in our Gemara, if it's regarding Gabra Chazi or not. Let's say regarding the concept that we're saying everyone agrees, if your shogadei ligma is kula, you got to go back to the beginning. But ultimately, the case is talking about that in that delay, you weren't able to have recited at that time because the person had to urinate. And Mechel Kaman, so too later on, and that Gemara of Chavdama Beis, that Gemara of Yerbavo was told by Ozal B'Mavoi, someone that's going in the filthy alleyways, that also, the person, that delay, he wasn't eligible, he wasn't able to go out and say at that time, because you can't say Dvar Mishra B'Kedusha when you have to urinate when you're going in the filthy alleyway. Says the Samar Kutzi, the Hasam Koli Amemoidu, there everyone would agree, the Chayzal Arayish, yes, everyone agrees, if you make that delay long enough that you could have finished, that you would have to go back to the beginning, because you couldn't. Aval Heicha the Gabra Chazi, but where the person is eligible, he is able to, Kamei Megillah B'Shefer, where in those cases, the person just delayed because he wanted to. He didn't have to. That's Kuli Alma Maidu there, as the Gemara's there are obvious. They say, everyone agrees, the Ein L'Chayzal Reish, that you wouldn't have to go back to the beginning. We don't care about that delay was so long. Elamakam Shapasik, rather to the place where the person had stopped. And therefore, that's why there's not a contradiction. It depends if you could have or you could not have. If you could have, then we're not concerned for it. If you could not have, then that is a interruption that makes a reset that you would have to do it over that is problematic. That's one interpretation. Rabbein Yehuda Pirish, the Baal HaTaisis, Rabbein Yehuda, he explains that actually, no, you cannot prove from here, Mar Gemara, as Taisa initially started off the Taisis, that if you delay the amount of time that you could have finished the whole thing, then you have to go back to the beginning. Because that was Taisa's, what Taisa was inferring, that from the fact that Ravashi didn't say that according to everyone, you don't go back to the beginning, and their machlekes was even in such a case that you waited the whole amount of time if you go back to the beginning, depending if we consider you as a person that's eligible, you could have davened, you could not have davened. Why doesn't he say that? Why does he say that everyone holds that you are Chayzal Reish? Because obviously that's halacha. So the Ben Yehuda, no. Because the Hachalai Matzi Lameimah, he could not have said here in our sugya, the Kuliyama that everyone would hold, the Ein Chayzal Reish, that you don't have to go back to the beginning, as Taisa was asking, would be the Shokim of again that their whole and that their machlekes is regarding the delay that there was over here. Why? Because if that would be the case, that everyone would agree that regarding the delay, you don't have to go back. So then the Kuliyama, then according to everybody, would come out have a Gavri Chazi. That means to say that ultimately, if you don't have to go back to the beginning, obviously you're an eligible person to daven. Why? Kiven de Ein Chayzal Reish. Because you're telling me that he doesn't have to go back to the beginning. In other words, if you're going to say that the halacha is that if a person delays the amount of time for the whole Shemayna Esed, you could have done it, that you don't have to go back to the beginning. What do you mean? If you don't have to go back to the beginning, it's obvious that the interruption is not a problem. Which means to say that even if you delayed the amount of time that you could finish the whole thing, you don't have to go back. If that's the case, so then we don't have to be concerned that if he's going to stop in the middle of a Shemayna Esrei, because in either way, you're not losing anything by having that interruption. So essentially, and this is the lumdus they explain in the Rabbein Yehuda, essentially this person is like Ro Lispal. In other words, according to Rabbein Yehuda, this concept of the Gemara of Gavra Dechuya, Gavra Chazi, is not like the way we're explaining with Rashi in the Sugya, that Rashi holds that a person is dachli, he's rejected because his body's not clean, because he needs to go ahead and relieve himself, because Ben Yehuda doesn't seem to like that interpretation because of one has to urinate as if his guf is not noki, as if he's not a fit person to daven. Rather, he understands the idea of gavra dechuyug or gavra chazi is that according to the one who holds that you're a rejected person, means to say since you knew that you couldn't have a Shemayna Esrei, that you wouldn't have to interrupt in the middle, you shouldn't have started to daven, and since you weren't concerned, so we say your tefillah is rejected. But if a person's not going to lose out the davening that he did up until that point, so then he doesn't consider the person a gavra dechuya. So that's why in our sugya, what Rabbi Yehuda is answering, Rav Ashi could not have said, as was Tosis's question and therefore inference, that according to everyone, if you delayed the amount of time that you can finish the whole thing, that you can go back to the beginning. Because if he did, then everyone would hold his gavur chazi. But that's, we're saying that's the machlekes. Our machlekes says, is he gavur dechli? Is he gavur chazi? Obviously, they have to hold that regarding the halacha of shah gedilig meskula, must be that they agree that it, you would be chazi l'rishti. We have to go back to the beginning. The question is regarding, but do we say that you're gavur chazi or gavur dechli? But again, but if we held that you don't have to go back to the beginning, then no one would be able to hold that you're gavur dechli. But says Taisa Bavadi, most definitely, had the Gemara been able to say that type of a logic, then he would have said that. And therefore, according to the halacha, you can't prove from here that if a person would delay the amount of time to finish his Shemayna Esrei, that if he has that long of a delay, he has to go back to the beginning. Because to the contrary, we should rule like Rabbi Yisrael ben Rav Masechta Megillah Daf Yud-Ches Amud Beis, that you don't go back to the beginning, even if you delay the amount of time you can finish the whole thing. And even if you weren't fit, you don't go back to the beginning. Because again, here in our sugya, it's not an inference that, oh, why didn't he say that everyone holds that you're not Chayz L'Reish and rather that you are Chayz L'Reish? Because you have to, based on our interpretation of the Machlekes in the Gemara, if you're Gavur Chazi, Gavur Dechli, it has to be that you are Chayz L'Reish, because if you're not Chayz L'Reish, no one would be able to hold that you're Gavur Dechli. So what we saw in Taisis was these two interpretations. The Sarma Kutzi held that when a person delays the amount of time he can finish the whole Shemayna Esrei, it depends where the interruption was coming from. If it's because of that he wasn't eligible to say it like an Ara Gemara, so he has to go back to the beginning, as Taisis was inferring. But if he stopped because of his own volition, because he just wanted to, then he could go back, as the other Gemara sound like, to the place where he stopped. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, even if he delayed the amount of time he could finish the whole thing, even if he wasn't eligible, he does not go back to the beginning. Aye, what do you mean, Ar Gemara? So why didn't you say Kuli Alma holds in Chayz L'Reish? Why saying Chayz L'Reish? So that's what we explained, because you cannot say that in our interpretation of our Gemara that you're Ein Chayz L'Reish. Because if you're not Chayz L'Reish, because it's delayed, that means to say you're not a Gavur Dechuya. The other way is like, okay, you could still discuss if he's considered Gavur Dechuya or Gavur Chazi, but on this way, everyone hold that it's definitely Gavur Chazi, and we wouldn't then be able to understand the interpretation that would hold that you have to be Chayz L'Reish because you're Gavur Dechuya. What do you mean, not Dechuya? Because you knew that, again, the way we interpreted the Lamed Rabbi Yehuda is that you knew that you could finish. You weren't going to have to go back to the beginning. And therefore, since it wasn't feasible, therefore Rav Ashi explained like that. But again, it's not obvious that halacha, and therefore we're going to rule, like the other Gemaras, that one would not have to be Chayz L'Reish. Now, continuing the next taste of the Remaskel, this begins with the words of the Gemara that asks, but Vaha Zevach Rosham Te'eva, but you have the pasuk of that the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination, which tries to come to explain that that's only specifically in a place where a person should have wondered and been in doubt. Meaning, the Gemara brings from Rabba that if someone's davening and he finds excrement where he was davening. So originally, Rabba says, even though the person sinned, okay, but after the fact, it's considered a prayer. That Rabbah asked, which is our Taisa Divrei Maskil, but there's a pasuk that says the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. So since he sinned that he didn't check before and if there's excrement, and it turns out there was, so it should be an abomination. How could he say he fulfilled his obligation? So Pirashri explains that the question was the Davka B'makim Shal Yochel is topic. But talking about specifically this, that he finds it Sayin is considered sin, and therefore, as the Gemara actually concludes, it should not be considered tefillah, is specifically in a place where the person should have been in doubt, v'lit l'sheshem tzaya, and suspended and said, hey, maybe there's excrement. It's the type of place where you could expect there to be dirty over there. That's where the Gemara's question and ultimately answer is that, yes, it's considered zevach l'shem te'eva, but if a person didn't have to suspect, then we can't say it's zevach l'shem te'eva because he's not a wicked person. He didn't know that there was excrement to call him a wicked person for having davened in such a place. Now we continue with the next Taisa Divrei Maskil. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara that actually says yes. The conclusion is, even though the person did daven, his prayer is an abomination. Taisa comes to explain. So, okay, does a person then in that situation where it's not considered tefillah, because he should have checked if there's if some excrement and he didn't, and there was, does he have to daven over or not? Which, again, the Gemara brought from Rava that if you pray and you find Tzai in the place, since you sinned, even though you daven, it's a teva. So Taisa says, "And v'havam ma'uvus lo yochel l'saken." This is like what the pasuk says. It's something that's perverse that you can't fix anymore. Meaning, you have not fulfilled your obligation what you daven, but you can't go ahead and daven over again. You already lost. It was a lost tefillah that was done in the wrong way. But however, the re explains, no, the yachzav yisbal, a person could go ahead and daven over. He has not fulfilled his obligation, and so therefore you still have the obligation. Therefore, he says one would go ahead and daven over again. Now we continue in the next Taisa Divrei Maskil. This begins with the words of the Gemara, "Mamtin ad sheyichlu hamayim." You wait until the water disappears. Taisa comes to explain, is it permitted to pray, to daven, even if there's still wet, moist urine after the person had urinated, which the Gemara brought a brisa that if someone's in the middle of davening and he started urinating in the middle of davening. So the brisa says, okay, you got to stop until the water clears out, and then you can go ahead and daven over again. Now, what's bothering Tais over here is it sounds like that as long as you just the stream of urine stops, already immediately you could start davening. Now, the problem with that is we know that you cannot daven in front of urine. How can you just wait till you stop urinating? There's urine all over here. So Tais explains, B'mashna gabi karka. What we're talking about over here is the person is urinating on the ground, oya gabi begodim, or on garments, and therefore, ve'ein sham teifeach amanas latfeach. There isn't so much moisture over here that if someone would touch it, not only would make him moist, that it would actually pass on the moisture another time. Come on, like it's like the Gemara sounds like later on the Chofeim Abeis, that as long as it would make something else moist, then it's forbidden to daven. But here we're talking about that, although this person just finished urinating, you don't even have that amount of urine. As Taisa explains, could go into other tif. We're talking about somebody that he didn't do a stream of urine, he was dripping urine. That could get absorbed very quickly. That's why the understanding, the mashmois over here of the Gemara is that, yeah, as long as you stop the urine, right away you could continue davening because it got absorbed right away. But you're right, if it didn't get absorbed right away, Tais is inferring that one would have to wait until it gets absorbed. That's came Pirush Rav Reb Yosef. That's the way the Rav Reb Yosef explained. But Umiyu Nira Tais disagrees and says, it would seem, Afilim Yesh Ben Tefech Amnas Latfech. Even if there's urine here, that if one would touch it, would get moist, that he can make something else moist, still mutarin. Yes, as the inference of our Gemara is, or immediately right away, he would be able to, once he stops urinating, continue davening. And the reason for it is that we were leaning over here, that he doesn't have to wait till it gets absorbed in the ground. Why not? Because kiven de medei raisa einan asurin, really according to biblical law, it's actually not forbidden to daven in front of urine, ele kenegad ha'omed bilvad, only by a stream of urine. Now, Rabbanu, the Gazer, the rabbis, however, decreed that it's forbidden to daven even if it's not a direct stream of urine, even if there's just urine there on the ground. But, says Taisus, what our Gemara is telling us is, V'kimen shal imid kfar b'tfilasa, but since the person already started praying, le'chachu rabban lachsa b'tfila, the rabbis did not make him have to go through the effort to go ahead and start over his prayer since he started. So then, therefore, we're not going to make him delay. He could continue right after. We're going to keep it on the biblical law. As long as it's not a direct stream, you could go back and dominate. And therefore, there's not a contradiction. Those are two different approaches in Taisus. Either that you're right, the cases that's talking about that there is no problematic urine, or no, even if we is the general problematic urine, in this case, not problematic because you're right in the middle of davening, so we're going to go based on biblical law. As long as there's no direct stream, one could continue davening even though there's still urine around that person.